It's March 28th, 2012. This is Jim Speary, Kandahar Airfield, Afghanistan. I am with the one person that made this trip possible for me. Ma'am, please tell me your name.
Sergeant Katina Booker.
And Sergeant Booker, you and I have been communicating for quite a while now via email and since I've been in country. And before we get going, I want you to know how absolutely pleased I am with your assistance for me to make this trip possible.
You're welcome. I appreciate you saying that. It's nice to be recognized for the work that you do.
Now, Sergeant Booker, tell me a little bit about yourself. I know it's not polite to ask a lady this, but I ask everybody. How old are you, ma'am?
I'm 39.
And tell me a little bit. You have someone special in your life. Tell me about her.
Yes, my daughter. Her name is Carter McKenna. She is 19 months old. I missed her first birthday because I was here. That was not a good week for everyone around me. Everyone was walking on eggshells because I was in a very foul mood. But I feel like I'm missing a lot of things from her. I saw her first steps, but a month after I was here, she was running around. I'm missing her first words. I don't know what her first word is. I don't know what her favorite food is. It's kind of hard, and you're trying to make me cry.
No, we're not, but we're going to get past this, not a problem, and this is what people need to know, that the sacrifice that everybody is making is multifaceted. And tell me a little bit about your experience in the military. You're with whom?
I'm with 319th Mobile Public Affairs Detachment out of Fort Jackson, South Carolina. We are like a public affairs. I'm a 46 Romeo, which is a broadcast journalist, but I'm not doing that here. I'm a media embed coordinator, which means I help all the reporters that come in from all over the world, basically, that want to come here and do a story on our service members. I help them get their paperwork, help organize who they're going to, which FOBs they want to go to, who they want to interview. I just do all the paperwork and the coordination of that, so I'm really not doing my job.
So you're dealing with people 24/7 from all over the world, literally dotting the I's and crossing the T's, and nobody gets to come here unless it's in order and you make sure that happens, right?
Yes, sir. No reporter. Let's put it that way. No reporter gets to come here without, not to my region, which is RC South. They have RC East, RC Southwest, and RC North. I am the embed coordinator for RC South.
Tell me a little bit. How long have you been in the military?
I've been in the Army Reserves since January 2009. Prior Air Force, I know I did that backwards. Everyone gives me trouble about that. I was active duty Air Force for 4.5 years, and I was in the Reserves for 3 years Air Force. And then I had a 6-year break in service. I was a flight attendant for 7 years, and I, 2008, I lost a lot of money in the stock market, so I needed a backup plan for retirement, so that's why I came back into the reserves in 2009.
So a roundabout path to get to where you are right now.
Very.
And it's very interesting, and I know it's a struggle for you and for other people in your shoes as well, with their missing their children and everything else, but you still maintain an air of professionalism at what you do. At least that's surely been my experience. I want to know how you maintain that.
Because I have a mission. That's my job. I have a job to do. I came here for a purpose, and it doesn't make any sense for me to let that slide. I'm still, if I'm not doing a good job, I'm still missing time with my daughter. So it doesn't make any sense to me not to do a good job. When I'm given a job, I try to do the best that I can.
What's the hardest part about your job in dealing with people like myself? What's the most frustrating part on your end?
When I tell a reporter that someone can't take them, and then they want to persist and persist and persist.
You mean jump up and down and throw a temper tantrum and scream and yell?
Pretty much. So I'm kind of not missing out on some of the things with my daughter, because I do have people
you have plenty of people to throw tantrums.
That do throw tantrums, so I do get to practice my mommy skills here.
Okay, so for the record, I have not thrown a temper tantrum yet, right?
You have not thrown a temper tantrum.
You realize
you're
this
ideal.
Is... Oh, say that again?
You are an ideal.
You realize that nowhere else on the planet I would get this kind of comment.
Well, you definitely got it here. You had all your paperwork in order. You knew where you wanted to go. You knew what you wanted to do. And that's... I love it when people are like that. Know what you want to do. Don't ask me what do you want to find a story for you.
So. Right. Yeah, that would be amazing. I can imagine someone coming here and not already having a plan of attack, so to speak.
All the time. All the time.
Now, you deal with everybody. The little guys and the big guys. The big networks and little independents like myself.
I do.
And is there something similar about everybody? Or is there, you know, I don't want to say, do you have a preference? But what's easier from your perspective? The big, giant things or the little people?
I can't say it depends on the individual, because we had CBS come through here, and they were, you know, they knew, like I said, they knew what they wanted to do and how to do it. They had a lot of stuff, but they knew what they wanted to do, so they weren't, and they were very nice. Some people you can deal with, they can be independents, they could be people you never even heard of doing a local newspaper, and they can be some of the rudest people you ever met before in your life. Some people have a sense of entitlement, and some people are just nice, and they know how to talk to people, and some people don't.
Earlier you said you have a broadcast journalism background in some things. Do you miss that? Would you like to be out in the field here in this country doing what you've done in the past?
To be completely honest, no. I'm fine with being inside here, inside the wire, on the base most of the time. I've been out to FOBS twice, and that was for memorial services. Like I said, I do a lot of embedding here. I really don't get to use my camera and stuff much. But when I do use my camera, it has been to document death. I do ramp ceremonies here, and I've done memorial services. And that is not good. I did not enjoy that at all. I'm the type of person who at home, I will not go to a funeral unless it's someone in my immediate family, because I do not deal with death well. And then I come here, and that's all it seems like I'm dealing with. And I don't mind doing the ramp ceremonies, because the ramp ceremonies go to their families, and that's something special that I'm giving to them, because I know that if I had a family member that died here, I would want to see their, you know, how they're represented when they're being sent home.
It would be fair to say then that you're kind of standing in the gap for the families.
Yes. Exactly, and that's how I feel, so I try to put as much effort into it as I can. I try to do it the best, like I said, I try to do what I do the best I can, and that's something that's very special to me. I don't like doing them. I'm not going to say I enjoy doing them, but I understand the need for them to be done.
In your past military experience in the Air Force, what was your job then?
I was a dental technician, so I...
Is there anything you haven't done? I mean, you've caught me off guard. You were a dental technician. I have this tooth back here that's been giving me a little trouble.
Yes, I was a dental technician in active duty Air Force for 4.5 years.
Did you stay stateside during that, or did you deploy with that?
This is my first deployment. I never deployed. I was stationed in Aviano, Italy for 2.5 years. That was great. And that's where I got out, and then I went to reserves in California.
So you got to be stationed in Italy and loved it?
Loved it.
Well, you do know that my father came from Italy, and I'm first generation Italian.
I did not know that.
So, no wonder we get along, because you know you're really you saw the best of the Europeans, I think.
I agree. I loved Italy. A lot of people didn't. At first, I was like, oh, I miss America. Then I thought, I'm a 30-minute train ride from Venice. What am I doing? My best friend put it into perspective for me. She's like, what are you going to do this weekend? I said, I guess I'm going to go to Venice again. And she said, do you know what you just said? Go to Venice again. And I said, oh, yeah, that's right.
The name of the project that I'm working on this particular embed is called 10 Years Later. And I ask everybody this question. Do you remember where you were 10 years ago, which would have been about 6 months after 9/11, and what were you doing?
6 months after 9/11. I remember exactly where I was on 9/11 because I was in Air Force Reserves. I was at Fort D